It's the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. It's finally time to declare a winner in our Texas Movie Madness bracket. The Standard team made a list, ranked it, then asked you to choose your favorite Texas movie. The Texas Standard's Shelley Brisbane has the final result.
Both of our finalists have something to say about the bigness of this place and the special qualities of West Texas. Each was made by filmmakers and actors who, mostly, aren't from around here. No Country for Old Men and Giant appeared some 50 years apart. Giant's director won an Oscar, and No Country for Old Men won Best Picture. Oh, come on, Shelley, get on with it. Who won? The movie you chose as your favorite Texas film, and the vote was very close, is No Country for Old Men. It's a modern classic that tells an unflinching story about greed, violence, and the role of fate and mortality in the ways people live their lives. We heard from a lot of you about this film and how it resonates with the Texas we live in, not so much the glamorous version presented in an older film like Giant. A listener named Wade summed up the difference. Giant is an old-school stereotype of what Hollywood thinks Texas was. No Country for Old Men is what Texas is.
Sean Fleming calls out the Texas bona fides of both movies.
Although both of your finalists are fine films, particularly No Country for Old Men, I can vote for neither of them. A quintessential Texas movie winner should not just be about Texas, it should also have actual Texans heavily involved in its production. The directors, screenwriters, and main actors for these last two films are all from foreign lands. Some No Country for Old Men fans beg to differ, even if they need to stretch the point a little bit. Todd Pratt from Fort Worth argues for both the centrality of the Texas setting and the Texas ties of at least some of the people who made the movie.
No Country for Old Men is as authentic as a movie can be. The Texas landscape plays a critical part. It literally could not have been shot anywhere else. Then there is a Texas connection. Tommy Lee Jones from San Saba, Woody Harrelson from Midland, Barry Corbin from La Mesa. Heck, even Josh Brolin's mom is from Texas.
If you need a professional's take on the matter, consider writer-director David Lowery, who recently spoke to The Standard's Laura Rice.
Something about No Country for Old Men really captures the here and now of Texas, even though it's set in the 80s.
We love narrowing down our list of Texas films with you. Not everyone got to vote for a personal favorite, and some of us lost heartbreaking matchups along the way. But isn't that true of just about all March Madness bracketology? I'm Shelley Brisbane for the Texas Standard.